Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Who couldn't like that song? Tony Williams, lead singer for the Platters from the way, 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 way back machine. Joe Barker, how about that song? Is it getting any better than that?
Well, I can remember it.
Joe Barker, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am your host. I'm the Small Business Advocate. Joe Barker, one of the great futurists of our time and been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 8 years, author of a number of books, including Five Regions of the Future, including Future Edge, et cetera. His work on paradigms is a major change the way many people think, including me. JoeBarker.com is his website. Joel, you've got a report for us on what China, well, at least some in China, are trying to do with regard to their ecology.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting. One thing you have to remember about China is they're run by a small group, committee. And so if the committee decides to do something, things happen. And what they're saying is one of the spokespersons, the person who speaks in advance of the committee, has said that China is going to become an ecological civilization, and one of their targets.
This isn't some radical reformer that may disappear one of these days. You're saying this is a person within the clique.
He is the chairman of China's advisory committee on climate change, and when he speaks, he is in a sense speaking for the elite. And what they've said is, we understand our role in climate change. We understand we're the number one polluter, and we are now going to set our goals to be the most ecological civilization on the planet.
Wow.
And literally they said 2030 will be our peak CO2. From that point on out, we will drive it down every year from there on out. They are the largest investors in wind power in the world.
When they say their peak CO2, meaning that's the last year that they'll... I'm not sure. I mean, that's a long way away to be peaking. You know what I mean? I want them to peak tomorrow, not 15 years from now.
But that's that classic. If you have a gigantic oil rig or oil carrier, and you try and turn it around, it takes you 20 miles to turn the carrier around.
Right.
You've got a civilization there.
Should we be celebrating this goal?
Yeah.
Then why aren't we celebrating the fact that over the last 15 years, America has turned its ship around and has already gone past peak and has gone the other way and is now emit CO2s at a 1990 level.
Right, and that was...
Joel, please tell me, why aren't we celebrating that?
We should be celebrating it. It should be front page news.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
We have taken it seriously. And by the way, one of the things we have to remember is the technology of fracking is the single most important.
But Joel, you know what? Let me tell you something. It's the profit motive. Meaning, if I can buy better technology, as I upgrade my technology, I can also buy more efficient equipment. I can save my own energy. It's the innovators who created that technology.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the fracking, as you talked about. It's our own resources that we have. The happy coincidence that we've come to this point. And Joel, you won't be surprised to hear me say this, but some people might. And it's also a partnership. Sometimes a little coercion, maybe sometimes a happy partnership between government and private enterprise.
Thank you for saying that, because
absolutely
just want to point out
no
that
question.
The subsidies from the U.S. government got stuff rolled.
Not only subsidies, but the regulations that nudged corporations in that direction.
Absolutely.
I'm not against regulations. I'm against regulations that don't work with reality.
We're both against stupid regulations.
Exactly. Exactly. So the thing is, so we should be celebrating this, but we're not. And that's the reason why I have a problem listening to the global warming people, the zealots in this country, who only want to talk about what we haven't done. They will not. They refuse to recognize what we have done. Now, let's go back to China. Tell us what's going on more in China.
So basically, they are committing to not get they've built their last coal plant. They are closing down the old coal plants. Of course, those are the ones that produce the horrible, horrible smog in Beijing and Shanghai and places like that. And they said, actually, what's driving it is the middle class is saying, we will not put up with this pollution any longer.
Right. So well, they're very close to turning that country into an uninhabited place.
Yeah.
Their soil is getting to the point where it's uninhabitable.
Well, and think about this. If you're,
their water,
if you're making your people sick, how can you possibly progress?
Look at how many people that is are going to be in China in 20 years from now,
yeah.
and their water is becoming undrinkable.
Yep.
Their air. They had to close down Beijing to automobile traffic 30 days before the Olympics,
right,
so people could breathe during the Olympics.
Right.
What does that tell you?
Wasn't that good?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. They've officially announced it. They do have, the leadership group has the power to make things happen because they don't have to go through a Congress.
Right.
They don't have to go through gridlock.
Right.
The lobbying here, they're lobbying themselves, in a sense,
mm-hmm.
to build this justification. And it is very good news that a large CO2 producer is saying, we're getting out of the business.
Yes.
And we're gonna
agree with that.
So you put the U.S. and China together, and what you see is both are on downward
mm-hmm.
wing.
With and now we get India going along with us, and we're in better shape. But here's what will be interesting to watch, Joel, from an implication standpoint. And that is, China is definitely, the economy in China is declining a little bit. It's going down. The growth is dropping.
Yep.
As that hurts the performance of the economy, and as being more ecologically smart and a better corporate citizen affects their economy, it'll be interesting to see what the leadership does with that. So over the next year, it'll be interesting to follow that. When we come back, Joel's going to talk to us about the implications wheel. You're going to like it. Stay with us, Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.